Renewal by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Renewal by Jonas Aalborg. In order to sustain a healthy level of intimacy after years of marriage, love and harmony is of course important. But when it comes to sex, more is needed. To avoid sex becoming a chore and remain invigorating and pleasurable, variation and renewal is essential. In my opinion, my wife Azza and I have mastered this practice, though it's important that we agreed on the manner of the renewal, as to avoid any boundaries being crossed. One might consider a renewal, the other may consider perversion. Azza and I know each other quite well, so when I suggested a new variation the other day, Azza was all up for it. The physical conditions, the cozy warm bedroom, and the dimmed lighting were all present, and since we had been anticipating this evening's renewal all day, we were pretty aroused already. Nevertheless, we read a couple of short stories in Cupido to get in the mood. I could sense Azza's excitement from the heavy breath coming out of her mouth. The deal was that Azza would play with herself while I watched. I sat in a chair next to the bed as Azza spread onto the bed, allowing me to see everything in the soft, pleasant light. All she wore was a pair of thin, white panties. Slowly she started to caress and squeeze her large, beautiful breasts, tickling her nipples which were already getting hard and firm. Then she carefully pressed her hand against her pussy, spreading her legs and fondling herself over the fabric of her panties. Her hand returned to her chest, her nipples pointing towards the ceiling. Through her thin panties I could see her pussy getting warmer. Her large lips were swollen now. Azza let her right hand trace back down to her pussy, while the left continued to fondle her tits. She wet her fingertip in her mouth and trailed it around her nipples. The other hand was groping her pussy over her panties, but sometimes she would slip a finger beneath the fabric. She jerked her pelvis upwards when she touched herself without the panties stopping her. I was still wearing my boxers over a raging boner. However, the deal was that I was not allowed to masturbate, because it might ruin the sex later. I was also not allowed to offer comments or suggestions either. There should only be silence between us. Azza's finger continued playing with her lids, and her crotch bucked as she touched her clitoris and let her lips part. Next, she let her finger move in and out of her mouth, smelling it, putting it back in her mouth and sucking it. She moved the finger back and forth in her mouth, while giving me a naughty glance. She put another finger in her mouth, bathing them in spit before she led them down to her pussy, where her other hand had pulled the panties to the side. Her pussy had already moistened the thin fabric of the panties, but was now even wetter. Gently, she slid the panties off and spread her legs wide. Using both hands, she pulled her pussy lips apart and parted the hair, letting her have full access. After all the fondling and groping, her pussy was now soaking wet, and Azza gripped the vibrating dildo. It actually has the same shape and dimensions as my cock, so we call it Dick 2. She slid it back and forth between her lips, letting the gentle vibrations caress her clit. Naughty, lovely moans and sounds slipped from her mouth.